So recently I've been researching renewable energy alternatives and I stumbled across something called green hydrogen. Joining me to have a chat about it from the University of New South Wales Faculty of Engineering, Nathan Chang. Nathan, are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes. So can you tell us a little bit about what green hydrogen is?
So we all use fuels as a society as an energy source, typically for cooking and transport and industry. Although we're quite good at lots of ways of having environmentally friendly and green electricity, one of the things we're looking at is trying to have green fuels. And one path that a lot of people are looking at is green hydrogen. So yeah, the great thing about hydrogen is that when you burn it as a fuel, you don't produce any carbon dioxide because it's just two hydrogen atoms joined together and you just produce water.
That's something that it's certainly not going to damage the earth any further. In fact, it could even be used, I suppose, but that's probably another question. How does the green hydrogen actually work for us?
You can use it as a fuel, or you can use it in fuel cells for a car. But I guess one of the problems is how do you get the hydrogen itself?
Because, yeah.
When you produce hydrogen, although when you burn it, it doesn't produce any carbon dioxide, the creation of hydrogen itself can produce carbon dioxide. For example, the traditional way of making hydrogen is to reform methane, which is CH4, into hydrogen. So it's got carbon and four hydrogen atoms, but you also produce carbon dioxide. And so when we talk about green hydrogen, actually we want to create it using electrolysis. So we split water, the H2O, into hydrogen and oxygen without producing any carbon dioxide, but only if we use renewable energy as our electricity source.
So essentially using solar or wind power to be able to be the source, therefore that makes it green.
That's right. So yeah, it's basically a clean fuel that when we burn it produces no carbon dioxide, but when we produce it, we split water by electrolysis driven by solar or wind electricity.
So can hydrogen be used as a fuel source for cars? Like could a car be converted to that for its fuel?
Yeah, it can potentially. So you can use fuel cells or you can potentially burn hydrogen. It's not super popular at the moment. People are more interested in electric cars, but it is certainly possible. And it can be used in heating. For example, you can actually even mix it with a natural gas supply to use it in homes or in industry. The great thing about fuels is that it's a storable form of energy. Electricity, when you generate it, you know, from your wind or solar, you really have to use it straight away. Or find some way to store it.
Yeah.
Whereas a fuel can be there. And it's also quite energy dense. You can fill a car with petrol and last quite a long time. But if you have a battery, you need quite a large battery to really last you long distances. So it's got some pros and cons there.
And would it be inexpensive compared to other fuel sources?
Yeah, unfortunately, at the moment, it is more expensive. So it's like many things, many green technologies. You know, we want it to be green, and definitely green hydrogen is good for the environment. But unless it's economically attractive, it's not really going to take off as much. And so I've worked in solar energy for a long time. You know, 20 years ago, it was just too expensive to install solar to produce electricity. Mm. But people definitely did it. Like, lots of people were really keen to be helping the environment. But it was financially not that great. But we've got this learning curve happening with solar so that over the last 30 years, the cost of solar panels has dropped like 100 times. As more and more people use it and the government supports it, you know, building up production capacity, costs reduce. And that actually has now made it that solar is actually financially attractive. So people love to install solar because it's both good for the environment and actually can make them money. And it's the same kind of thing with green hydrogen. So right now, it's more expensive to produce hydrogen in a green way compared to, say, making it from methane.
Yep.
But the great thing is as electrolysis technology improves, and at the moment more and more people are interested in installing these types of systems and testing them out, we're expecting to see a similar kind of learning curve with electrolyzer technology. And different people have different projections, but we were trying to look at what kind of things would need to change to reduce the cost of green hydrogen.
And we basically need an industry perhaps to look at this as a fuel source, and once they take it up, then that would start working on the price going down, because it's going to more and more of it would be needed.
All the infrastructure, you definitely need people to be wanting green hydrogen and using it, and then you also need people that can supply it. And so the Australian government and the Renewable Energy Agency is looking to fund projects to get things off the ground and just build up that capacity in Australia.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about your work and more about green hydrogen in the future. Nathan Chang from the University of New South Wales, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. It's a pleasure.